You're listening to the Live the Path podcast, pursuing the path of purpose, passion, and joy. Life is a series of pivotal experiences. Sometimes we know when we're having one of these experiences that it's going to be something important, and sometimes it takes a while to realize that. I was asked by a friend to attend a church here in Greenville, which is not where I normally live, a church called the New Hope House of Praise here in Greenville, North Carolina. So yesterday I had the opportunity to attend. It was in a strip mall, a rather humble environment. It's a black church. And I had an idea what to expect. I sat in the back, and everybody was extremely welcoming. So I sat down in this red upholstered chair and just took in my surroundings. They had a beautiful cross in the front, a wooden cross that was backlit with red, and a nice podium and a drum set. And I was one of the first people there. Some people started slowly ambling in. It was about 11:30. The first person that greeted me was one of the church elders. She was extremely welcoming and had been expecting me. And everybody was kind of like that. I just immediately felt at ease. And so I sat down and people started coming in and the music started. It was mostly done in kind of a karaoke way. They had a bass player, but mostly it was just this very loud music that was coming in from speakers behind me and in front of me. And several of the ladies in church got up and started singing. And it was beautiful, moving music. And just it was the volume that you would expect at a very loud bar or a rock concert even. This was a very different experience from what I generally experience as church where we live, which we attend a United Methodist church, and it's very reserved and quiet, and hymns are sung in a very measured way. There's a lot of decorum and not much emotion expressed. Well, this was kind of the diametric opposite of that. So people were yelling and shouting and expressing themselves fully and getting up and dancing and clapping. And there were, instead of hymnals and underneath the seats, there were actually tambourines. And I couldn't help but tap my feet with the music, and the singing was just beautiful. Then we sat down and listened to a sermon, and the entire service was about 3 hours long. And one of the co-pastor, who was a female, got up, and her name was Aretha, got up and started giving her sermon in a very passionate, energized way. And I was just sitting there taking it in and feeling it. And there was lots of singing, and there was declaring and shouting, and people were really feeling being there. The one sense that I got that was overwhelming, hard to suppress, was this self-consciousness that came through. I just became very aware of me and very aware of this pressing sense of I'm being watched, or how am I appearing, or can I move my foot, or should I move my left foot, or am I tapping my foot in time? What should I be getting out of this? There was a lot of I and me. And as I listened to this music and as I watched these people lose themselves in this event, basically throw themselves into it and getting up and shouting and dancing and singing, all in praise of Jesus, I could not let go of this sense of self and this me. And I just thought about that and thought about if I could just get past this self-consciousness, this idea that people cared what I look like or how I presented myself, whether I was doing the right thing or I didn't want to be rude, or I suppose it was well-meaning, but still I couldn't exorcise myself with an O of this self-consciousness. And I knew that that's what I had to do. I knew that that's what I needed to do in the moment, because as I looked around, nobody else was being self-conscious. Everybody was experiencing the moment in a very powerful way. Nobody was judging, and nobody was even really aware of me. Everybody was in their own space and connecting. Throughout the entire three-hour service, and mind you, our church services are usually 45 minutes, and most people are pushing to shorten that, Well, this was a three-hour church service. It was 3 hours of intense singing and listening to music and listening to sermons and feeling and amens and 3 hours of this intensity. Throughout most of it, I'd say about 80% of it, I wasn't able to let go of myself. I and me were front and center in my mind. And I knew that I needed to let this go. But I simply wasn't able to do it. Now, I could do it briefly. For brief periods of time, I would just lose myself and immerse myself in everything that was going on around me. But they were brief moments. And then the service was over, and I hugged my friend and told everyone thanks and moved on to the next thing in my day, which was a business meeting. That was yesterday. And I woke up this morning still with these songs in my mind, these beautiful songs that were being sung, beautiful, powerful, rhythmic songs. In fact, I was whistling them last night working in the hospital as I was walking through the halls of the hospital. "You Are More Than a Conqueror" is one of the songs that was stuck in my head. So this experience is still with me today. And it got me thinking about something I heard Jordan Peterson say on one of his interviews or podcasts. He made the connection that self-consciousness is directly linked to anxiety. In other words, the more you think about yourself, the more anxious you are, the more miserable you are. Here's the quote. He said, "Neuroticism can be related to self-consciousness and anxiety. Individuals with high neuroticism often become overly focused on their internal sensations, leading to social awkwardness and anxiety. Instead of trying to calm themselves down, these individuals should focus on calming the other person down and paying more attention to them. Participating in mindfulness meditation can be helpful to those who are overly socially anxious. They may benefit from focusing their awareness outward rather than inward." So what is the goal of mindfulness meditation? It is to lose yourself. It is to move past the self-conscious, delusional self into the observer and realize that we are all one, that we're all connected. That is exactly what Peterson means by focusing your awareness outward. That means losing yourself in all that is. It means putting the drop back in the ocean. And Peterson goes on to say, "Excess concern about the narrow self is associated with self-conscious suffering." That one sentence perfectly encapsulates what happened to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. So when they ate of the forbidden fruit, they became self-conscious. And at the same time, the Garden of Eden became this place of suffering. So suffering was introduced by them becoming conscious of self. Excess concern about the narrow self is associated with self-conscious suffering. So suffering itself arises from self-consciousness. What that means is we're losing the big picture. Here's another quote by Peterson. "You can discriminate between those that are depressed and or psychotic with about 75% accuracy by calculating the relative number of self-referential pronouns that are used in speech or writing. The more people concentrate on themselves, the more miserable they are." So what he's saying here is, if you just read somebody's writing or listen to their speech and they use I and me a lot, those people are often depressed and or psychotic. So I was right when I was sitting in that church. That was a message that came from somewhere, from God or somewhere. That message was, lose yourself. Stop focusing on yourself. And what's past that? What's past, if I could give up myself, it could be everything. Everything could be past that. This morning I ran into my friend, the one that had invited me to church. And I told her how much I enjoyed the service and how the music stuck with me. And she made the comment that what goes on at that church is connection. And she's exactly right. You cannot connect if you're self-focused, if you're pulled in, if you're self-conscious, internally driven. You cannot connect, whether that's connecting with your neighbor, connecting with your loved ones, or connecting with God. The only way to connect is to release yourself, to shift away from the focus on yourself. How does one do this? Well, I'm working on that. I think meditation is actually an important thing to do, even though it seems like you're sitting and doing nothing. Meditation does help to shift your focus away from yourself. Now, the interesting thing is going to be, now that I know what to do, will I apply it? Will I apply it not only in my day-to-day life, but when I go back to the old church? Will I apply it in my relationships? Will I apply it in my work? That'll be my one goal today. Thank you for listening to the Live the Path podcast.